Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Vav, 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Heyam Beis, and in the Mishnah we learned, HaMichza Svina, that Reuven sold a Svina to Shimon, and he didn't specify exactly what was included. Well, the Maisa Shimon is Koiner the Svina from Reuven, and as we will see on Daf Ayin Vav and Beis, that one of the ways that Shimon could be Koiner the Svina is by doing Mashicha, and as we will see, Mashicha works in a Simta, or in a Chatzah Shel Shneim, and a place where Shimon has Rishus to be, and to be Meshich this animal. Our Gemara now begins, Itmar, that we learned, Svina, when being Koina Svina, and using Meshicha in order to be Koina Svina, so there's Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, as to exactly how to perform Meshicha, as Rav Amar, Kibisha Meshach Kolshu Kana, and Rav holds that once Shimon does Meshicha Kolshu, and he just pulls the ship, a drop, then he would be Koina, Shmuel Amar, Leikona, Shim Shechaskula, and Shmuel holds that the only way to be Koina the ship, is by pulling the ship, the full length of the ship, and for example, if the boat is 10 amos long, then Shimon would have to pull the boat 10 amos in order that the end of the ship reaches the point where the beginning of the ship used to be. And by doing so, Shimon moved the entire boat from point A to point B. And Rashbam explains, that from what point is the ship already konu to Shimon, that Reuven can no longer be chayza, as although Kaka could be nicknessed with kesef, but a Sfina is categorized as metaltlin, and you can't use kesef, and the only way to be koina is either through Mashicha or by kinyan chatzah. And although on Daf Ayin Vavam and Aleph and on Daf Ayin Vavam and Beis, we will see that Rebbe's opinion is that you could be koina a ship when it's in Rishus Rabbin with Mesira alone, and even Rabbanon agree with Rebbe in a case where Reuven says to Shimon, Leich Chazek V'kni, that Reuven can be koina with Mesira in Rishus Rabbin. However, it seems that the Rashbam mentions Mashicha or Rishusai because he wants to give us kinyonim that work in all scenarios. Rashbam continues that Rav stated kivin shemashach kolshu kona, and Zakir Rashbam kolshu is defined as tefach eichetzi tefach. Shmuel stated like kona shim shecheskula, and Zakir Rashbam shiyovei seif asfina b'makom shehi reisha imed dehainu shakra kula chutzul mekayma. As we explain, the Gemara continues lema ketanoi. Let us say that this machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is actually based on a machlekes tanoim that we learned in Masechtas Kedushin, as the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin of Chafayim and Beis teach us behe megasa nixes b'mes. And as Rashbam states, that each animal is based on a normal way to actually show bilis on this animal. And the Brisa then explains the kinyan of Mesira and the kinyan of Mashicha, the ketzah of Mesira, that when Shimon wants to be koina behemagasa from Reuven, how is he koina with the kinyan of Mesira? So if Shimon grabs onto the hoof of the animal, or Besira, or on its hair, or its mane, be'ukav shalel, or on its saddle, be'shlif shalel, or the load that's on the animal, or the pumbia shavapia, or the bit that's in its mouth, or bezuk shavatzavara, or the neck that's hanging from its neck, kona, then Shimon would be koina. And the Brisa continues, ketzah b'mashicha, and if Shimon wants to be koina behema daka, and he will use the kinyan mashicha, so how does he perform the kinyan mashicha? So koyla v'hiba, if Shimon calls the animal, and the animal walks towards him, so that shows bailis, or he hits the animal, and the animal runs, kivin sh'akri yad v'regel kona, so once the animal moves one of its forelegs and one of its back legs, then Shimon will be koina. However, the Brisa continues, Rav Achai va'amri lo Rav Acha oimer ashid halich moli kamasa, that the only way Shimon will be koina is if the animal moved its entire length and its entire body. The Gemara now explains, lemu Rav da'amu katana kama. Let us say that Rav holds like the Tana Kama, just like Rav held that b'negeya svina, once you meishik kolshu you koina. Over here also the Tana Kama holds kivin sh'okr yad v'regel kona, and even though the entire animal did not move, and Ushmuel da'amu Rav Acha and Shmuel who hold they had to be oikar the entire Sfina, and as Shmuel stated, therefore b'negeya behema daka, the only way to be koina with Mashicha is only once it walks malei kamasa. Even though we explain malei kamasa as the full length of the animal, zok Rashbam malei kamasa the hainu akiris abaraglea, and once it moves all of its four legs, then that would be considered malei kamasa. And even though it didn't move the entire length of the animal, the Gemara continues, Omlo Harav, Rav will respond, and no da amri afilu rabacha, that my shita could even work out like rabacha as well, as ad kan lekam rabacha elo balichayim, the only time rabacha said that the animal has to move all of his four legs is by balichayim, the afagad the akuyad v'regel b'duchta kaimo, as if the animal only moved its foreleg and its back leg, then lemaisa this animal is still in the same spot as it was originally, the entire animal didn't even move a koshu and didn't even move a tefach or chetzi tefach, as its other foreleg and its other back leg never moved at all, therefore rabacha required requires that the animal moves both its forelegs and both its hind legs. However, Rav continues, Avosfino, Kivit Narba Porto, Nodla Kula, but Benegay a ship, once it moves even a drop, then every single part of the ship moved a little bit, and therefore you would be kind with Meshicha, and even though you only moved it a tefach or a chetzi tefach. And the Gemara continues, Shmuel Amar, Noda Amri, Afilu Katana Kamo, and Shmuel states that my Shita Benegay Svino could even work out Lefilu Tanakamo, as Ad Kamle Kamo Tanakamo, El Rivali Chaim, as the only time Tanakama said that the animal only has to move a little bit and only has to move one foreleg and one back leg is only Bidigeya Balchai, the Kiyun Miyaku Yadru Egel, as once an animal moves one of its forelegs and one of its hind legs, either Lemiyaku Kaima, then certainly it's going to move its other foreleg and its other back leg, and therefore you don't have to move it further and Shimon will be Kaina. However, Abu Basvina, I Mashle Kula in Iloi Loi, but Bidigeya Svina, if Shimon moves it the entire length of the Svina, then he moved it completely and it actually moved from its spot. However, if Shimon only moves the ship a kolshu, then the Sfina will remain in that spot and certainly it won't move any further by itself as it's not a live animal, and therefore Shmuel holds that even Tanakama would agree that Bidigeya Sfina, the only way to be coined with the Meshicha is Achim Shechas Kula. And as Rashbam explained, that Shmuel holds that Bidigeya Behema, once you move one of its forelegs and one of its back legs, then Idich Yad Vuregel Namel Lemeaka Kaima, Chemishi Akaris Dami, Vehechad Akra Abbasan, Haino Akiris Kula, Chutzul Mekaima, Avosfina, Dichi Akla Mashu, and previously we mentioned from the Rashbam that when Rabbi Acha stated Ashitahalech Malay Kamasa refers to the animal moving all of its four legs, and even though when an animal moves all four legs, it doesn't necessarily move its entire length, however, that is still the definition of Malay Kamasa, and the Meshicha would work even though it did not move its entire length. And let us see the bottom tesis, Afagav the Akku Yad Varegel Beduchta Kaima, and tesis is Vim Taima, Mai Noka Malay Kamasa, Kimin the Sagi. And Taisis answers Vishlema that Kius Yadevraglea Kari Malaikamasa, and once an animal moves both its forelegs and both its hind legs, then that is considered Malaikamasa. And the Pashas, it seems that Taisis and the Rashbam are saying the same idea. However, it could be that Taisis is arguing on the Rashbam, as he only says this Benegia the din of Rav, and it could be that since Rav holds Benegia Sfina, that Meshicha works even Bekoshu, therefore Benegia Behema, he holds that all Rabacha would need is that it moves all four legs. And even if it doesn't move its full length, however, possibly Taisus would hold that in the din of Shmuel, that in a chenami it would not be enough just to move all four legs, and you would have to move the entire Malay Kamasa, even by Behema, Vitzarach Bia. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us go back to the din of Behema Gasa that's Nixus bin Mesira. The Gemara brought a Brisa, Ketzah bin Mesira, Achsa betalfa, Besaira, Beukav Shalel, Beshluf Shalel, Beprumbia Shabia, Bezug Shabitzavar, Kona, and Rashbam states, Achsa halakech, that the lakech grabbed onto betalfa biragla on its foot or on its hoof b'mitzvah samecha, and it was done with the command of the mecha, and the mecha told him to do so. And for example, the mecha told him lechazek v'kni. Ayin tesis achse betalfa perish rivar the mesira beina miyad liyad. That in order for a kinyan mesira to work, the seller actually has to hand the item over to the buyer, and he brings a raya from the gemara maseches bar mitzia. The amar mai losha mesira ka adam shemaisa davar lechaveri va'am menami hasa mesira mecha. And from both of those Gemaras, it seems that the only way that Kinyan Mesira could work is only if the seller gives the item over to the buyer. With Taisus is Chaylik and states, and from our Gemara, it's Mashma, that even though the seller did not give over the animal's foot to the buyer would still be Koina by just grabbing onto to the foot of the animal, and if it's true that you actually have to give over the item to the buyer, then the lashon of the Gemara should have been to come and be mechazik and be koina, as the seller is an integral part to the kinyan. And the Gemara and Taisa continues, and even though it seems that the seller gave it to the buyer, but it just means that he told him to be koina. But Taisus holds that the seller doesn't have to physically give it over to the buyer. And it's important to keep this machlekes between the Riva on the one hand and Taisus and the Rashbam on the other hand for the next Gemara. And as we will see, that the Gemara will discuss a case of Mesira, but in that case, the Mesira will actually certainly be miyad liyad, even according to Rashbam. Rambam, and even according to Taisus. And the Gemara continues, Lema Kahani Tanoi, that let us say the machlikas that we had between Rav and Shmuel regarding Mashiach by Esfino, that Rav stated, Kivin Shemashach Kol Shul Kona, and Shmuel held the Kona, Shim Shechas Kula, that is going to be based on the following machlikas Tanoim, as the Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Svino Niklas Be Mashiach, the Tanakama holds that a Svino is acquired through a Kinyan of Mashiach. However, Rav Nassan is Chayil Gan Tanakama, and he holds Svino Voisius, Niklas Be Mashiach Vishtar, that Svino as well as Shtaris are nicknamed through Mashiach as well as through a Shtar. Rashbam states, Voisius, Shtar Choyv, Shemoichoy, Oinaisin Chaveir, Kay Liknis as a Shtar, Vesa Choyv Shekosaboy, that if Reuven has a Shtar, which is a note that states that Pliny owes him $1,000, Reuven now either wants to give the note or sell the note to Shimon, and not only will he be selling the paper, but he also wants to sell this schaivus, and Pliny will be chayiv $1,000 to Shimon instead of Reuven. Then Reb Nosson holds that Shimon will acquire the shtar once he does a meshicha on the shtar, and in addition, Reuven also has to write a shtar that states that he either sold the shtar to Shimon or that he gave the shtar to Shimon as a matana. And Rashbam and Daf Ayin Vavim now states, Al Mesir B'lei Shtar Loi Koni El Lotza Al Putzu Chosei. However, if Reuven only delivers the shtar to Shimon and they only do a kinyan of Mesira, then Shimon will not acquire the schaivus of the shtar, and he will only be koiner the actual paper of the shtar, and he could use it as a cork or as a bottle stopper for a bottle. And of course, let's keep in mind that our sugya is relevant to a kinyan of Mashiach b'negeya Svino, and that is going to be the focus of the Gemara on Daf Ayin Vavim and Aleph. But right now, the Gemara is focused on understanding the Braisa and understanding the actual machlekes between the Tanakam and Reb Nosson. And let's keep in mind that the Gemara will ask that how could it be that in order to acquire a boat, the Reb Nosson would require Mashicha as well as a shtar, and the Gemara will discuss this on Daf Ayin Vav. And although we explained that the Gemara is talking about a case where Reuven was selling one shtar to Shimon, however, Ayin Taisis on Daf Ayin Vav and Aleph at the end of Diva Maskal, Reb Nosson Omer, where Taisis states, V'chol Hanach Oisis to Shmeitzin, Zoruch Lefarish, Besach Moli Shtaris, and we have to explain that we're talking about a sack that's full of notes, and Reuven was selling a pool of notes to Shimon, in Derech Lagbia, and it's not the Derech to do Agbar on a sack that's full of Shtaris, the Lavachi, Hechim Mikdu B'Mashicha over Mesira, as if that would not be the case, then how could the Gemara speak about a person being Koina or Shtar through Mashicha or through Mesira, Ha'omel Kamon, but the Gemara will state on that Pevav, Dvarim Shadakin Lagbia, a Nikdin Alabagba, that those items that is normal to lift them up, then you can't be Koina with any other Kinyan aside for Agba. And before the Gemara continues and tries to show how the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, B'negeya Kinyan Mashicha by Esfino, could be Toloi in the machlekes in our Braisa between Tanakam and Rav Nosson, the Gemara first tries to explain the actual Braisa. We continue on Daf Ayin Vavam and Aleph, and the Gemara is Oisius Mandu Chashmayu. And L'chayra, since the Tanakam of this Braisa only stated Svino Niklas B'Mashicha and didn't discuss any Dinim B'negeya Oisius, so why Rav Nosson states Svino Oisius Niklas B'Mashicha V'Shtar, and why would he start speaking about a Kinyan B'negeya Shtar Choyv? The Gemara explains Chasura Mechse V'Hochitani, that in a Chanami we have to add in words to the Braisa, and really the Braisa should read that the Tanakama states Svino Niklas B'Mashicha, then number one, that the proper Kinyan for Svino is by using Mashicha, at least in Rishus Rabim, V'Oisius B'Mesira, and the proper Kinyan for Shtar Choyv is through Mesira. And since the Tanakama spoke about both the Svino and spoke about Shtar Choyv as well, therefore Reb Nosson Omer, Reb Nosson is Chelek and Tanakama, and he says Svino V'Oisius Niklas B'Mashicha V'Shtar, that both the Svino and the Shtar Choyv is acquired through Mashicha and through a Shtar. And let's remember that we already saw Taisis on Daf Ayin Hamim Beis, Diva Maskal Ochsel B'Tofa, and we saw that Taisis as well as Rashbam hold that the Kinyan of Mesira doesn't require Mesira Miyad Liyad, and all that you require is that the Meicha says to the Lekeach, Lech Hazek V'Kni, and you should go and be Koina. Then, as Rashbam stated, Ochsel HaLekeach B'Tofa B'Ragla B'Mitzvah HaMeicha, then the Lekeach would be Koina. However, as we previously mentioned, there would be a second type of Mesira that is not exactly similar to the Mesira by Behema. Let us see the Rashbam that begins on the first of the narrow lines, as Rashbam states, V'Oisius B'Mesira, Al Mashicha In Al B'Davish HaGufay Mamin, but you can't do Mashicha on Shtari Chayiv because it only works on something which is Gufay Mamin. Where something is Gufay Mamin, then Michi Mashach LeZachabei, then once you do a Mashicha, then you could be Zaycha in that item. As Rashbam continues, V'Hochinami L'Gabi Lotzo Apitzu Chasei, Tehenle Mashicha Kesham Etatlin. For example, certainly Mashicha could work on the physical paper of the document, and even if you do Mashicha Ba'alma, you could be Koina the paper, Lotzo Apitzu Chasei, Avakadei Likva Sechayiv, but to be Koina the actual Chayiv. So the Tanakama as well as Reb Nosson agree that Tzorch Shim Tzurenu Malvi Liad Alekeach, shtach, then Reuven, who is the lender, has to actually give the physical shtach chayv to Shimon in order to do a proper mesira. And even though previously we said that Rashbam holds that there's no requirement to do mesira miyad liyad, but benegei shtach chayv, there is a requirement for enhanced mesira, and the only way that mesira would work is only if the shtach chayv is delivered from the hand of Reuven to the hand of Shimon. And keep in mind that right now the Gemara field, the Reb Nosson's chilek on the Tanakama, and he holds that the only way that he could be koine shtach chayv is only through Mashicha, as well as a separate deed of sale that's delivered from Reuven to Shimon that states k'nil chahu v'chol shibudah, that he should be koine to the paper of the shtar as well as the entire shibud of the shtar. It's important to note the top taisis on the Amid where taisis is v'amai megir b'milsi the Tanakama v'isis b'misira lein b'milsi the Tanakama the sfina v'isis nixis b'mashicha v'loi pligi elish Reb Nosson matzich shtar ma mashicha v'rabban loi matzuchi. Since up until this point we never mentioned anything about Mesira, so why did Gemara have to bring in the concept of Mesira at all? All we should have said is that the Tanakhama states Svina Va'isis Nikdus B'Mashicha, and Reb Nosson argues and states Svina Va'isis Nikdus B'Mashicha Uvishtar. When Mike said that would have answered our question that Oisis Mandach Hashmayu, and Taisis explains that since, as we will see, six lines from the bottom of the Amid, that the Gemara will bring a Braisa that states Oisis Nikdus B'Mashicha Divri Rebbe, that Rebbe holds that a Shtar Choyv is Nikdus through Mesira, the Chomer Oimim Bein Kosov Le'Masa Bein Masa Le'Kosov Le'Kona Ashichta V'Yimsar, both Lufi Rebbe as well as Lufi Chachamim, the only way to be Koina Shtar Choyv is only through Mesira, and neither Tana mentions anything about Mashicha. Therefore, at this point in the Gemara wanted to make sure that at least one Tana of our Braisa can work out according to one Tana in the next Braisa. And therefore, since the Gemara anyway had to add in words to the Braisa, so the Gemara stated that a Chom hold that Sfin is Nixta B'Mashicha V'Oisis B'Mesira, and therefore the Tanakhama of our Braisa works out perfectly according to the Shita of Rebbe that states in the following Braisa that Oisis Nikdus B'Mesira. And our Gemara continues and is still not through in explaining the Machlekes between Tanakhama and Reb Nosson. As the Gemara just mentioned, Reb Nosson Oimer, Reb Nosson holds Svina V'Oisis Nikdus B'Mashicha V'Shtar, that the only way to be koina Svina or Shtar Chayiv is only through Mashicha and through a Shtar. And the Gemara therefore asks Shtar L'Svina Lomli Metatlihi, that how could Reb Nosson state that in order to be koina Svina, the seller has to deliver a shtar to the buyer as well, if l'chira Svina is metaltlin? And certainly we know that a shtar doesn't work to be koina metaltlin, and a shtar only works to be koina kaka, or something which is in gufa mamin. And as Rashbam states, metaltli u'michi mashcha kanya kedim metaltlin, and right when Shimon does mishicha, then certainly he should be koina just like any other metaltlin. Based on this question, the Gemara explains alav hochiktani, and therefore we have to explain the Brice as follows, that the Tanakhama holds Svina Nikdus b'mishicha Oisis b'mesira, as we previously stated, and Reb Nosson Oimer Svina b'mesicha. Reb Nosson states that Svina is nikdus with mesicha, and as we previously stated, that since a Svina is metaltlin, therefore it is only a requirement to do mesicha, and there is no requirement to have a shtar. Oisis b'mesira uvishtar, and although the Tanakhama states that Oisis are nikdus b'mesira, Reb Nosson argues and he holds that Oisis are nikdus with mesira miyad liyad, but there is also a requirement that Reuven writes a deed of sale to Shimon as well. And let's see Taisa's deal in Maschel. Reb Nosson Oimer, that Taisa is bothered that although the Gemara had a question of Reb Nosson ben Gei Svina, that how can you say that there's a requirement for Shtar, and therefore certainly the Gemara had to change that and say that Reb Nosson agrees that Svina only needs Mashicha and doesn't need a Shtar, but why the Gemara now have to change and state Reb Nosson holds ben Gei Oisis that is Nikdus ben Mashicha uv Shtar, if previously we stated Reb Nosson holds that Oisis Nikdus ben Mashicha uv Shtar? And Taisa explains that Kivin the Boy Lefluge ben Svina Oisis, Reb Nosson Nich Leitfei Lemiste Mashicha Oisis, Kehecha de Asya Bryce Le Kamon, the Oisis ben Mesira Lekuli Alma, as at this point in the Gemara, that once we had to say that Reb Nosson actually said two dinim, and he said one din b'degei Svina and a separate din b'degei Oisis, then the Gemara would rather that the sheet of Reb Nosson would be consistent with one of the Tanoim below, and as we saw in the Brisa, that the Brisa stated Oisis Nix ben Mesira Divri Rebbe v'Chom Ermin Bein Kosov Le'Masa Bein Masa Le'Kosov Le'Kona Atchichtu V'Yimsa, and therefore the sheet of Reb Nosson would be consistent with the sheet of the Chachamim, the sheet of the Tanakama that stated that Oisis Nikdus b'Mesira would be consistent with the Shita of Rebbe that we will have in later Braisa, and therefore our Braisa, where we have a Machlekes between the Tanakam and Reb Nosson, b'negei the proper kinyan for Oisis, so that is exactly the same Machlekes as we will have later between Rebbe and the Chachamim, and the Tanakam of our Braisa is the Shita of Rebbe, and Reb Nosson of our Braisa is the Shita of the Chachamim. Now that the Gemara finished understanding this Braisa, and the Gemara came out that the way to actually read the Braisa is as follows, that the Tanakam holds Sfina Nikdus b'Mashicha, v'Oisis b'Mesira, and Reb Nosson Oimer Sfina b'Mashicha, v'Oisis b'Mesira. here uvishtar. So it seems that the shita of Tanakamo and the shita of Rav Nosson are exactly the same b'negei svina, and therefore the Gemara states svina b'mashicha hainu Tanakamo. When Rav Nosson stated that svina is nixus b'mashicha, that's exactly the same din that the Tanakama stated, as the Tanakama stated svina nixus b'mashicha. When Mais it's mashma that there is a machlekes between the Tanakama and Rav Nosson, and therefore the Gemara says el d'Ravu Shmuel ikar b'nayu. The only way that we could understand that it would be a machlekes between Tanakama and Rav Nosson is although both the Tanakama and Rav Nosson agree that svina is nixus b'mashicha, the question is what type of mashicha is required. As Rashbam states, the Ka'amah Tanakama svina nixus b'mashicha kula kishmuel. The Tanakama hold that in order to perform a proper mashicha on a svina, you have to move the entire boat, like Shmuel stated. V'as Rav Nosson du Tana Basra, and then Rav Nosson comes and he is the Tana Basra the Tfui, and he is going to add on a chiddush that afilu b'mashicha kolshu nixus karav, that even if you do a mashicha kolshu and you only move the boat a chetzi tefach, then Shmuel would still be koina, and Rav Nosson holds like Rav, and Ayin entices the Maschel al Rav Shmuel ikar b'nayu, that he says pum fakef from the Rashbam, and Taisa states Rav Nosson sava lo k'Shmuel, that Rav Nosson actually would hold like Shmuel, that the only way to do a proper mashicha is by moving the entire boat. The Amma at Shimshich Eskula, the Chehecha de Boy Kinyan Choshe Boisis, Tfei mi Tanakama, Hochi Nam Besvino, and just like Rav Nosson is Chilukan and Tanakama, B'negeya Oisis, although the Tanakama holds that Oisis is Nictus B'Mesira, Rav Nosson requires a stronger Kinyan, and he requires Oisis to be Nictus B'Mesira Uvishtar. Therefore, Rav Nosson is also more Machbe on the Tanakama, B'negeya Svina as well, and the Tanakama holds that Svina is Nictus B'Meshicha, and even if you move it just a Chetzi Tefach, you'd be kind of like Rav. And Rav Nosson says that the only way to be koin a svina through Mashicha is only by moving it the entire length of the svina, and he holds like Shmuel. And either way, the Gemara answers loy the kuli alma ikaravu kishmuel, that we could really say that both the Tanakama as well as Rav Nosson agree either to Rav and Shmuel, and they're not being choluk in Rav and Shmuel. In reality, if a svina kuli alma le pligi, but negate a proper kinyan for a svina, then both the Tanakama and Rav Nosson agree that the way to be koin a svina is through a Mashicha, and either both of them hold like Rav or both of them hold like Shmuel. Ki pligi ba'isis and in the chenami, the only machlekes in this brisa is only b'negia the kinyan on the shtar chayiv v'hochi kamali Rav Nosson and Tanakama, and this is what Rav Nosson says to Tanakama b'svina vadi medin l'cha, that certainly b'negia svina amoida to you that you could be koina svina through mashicha alone. However, ba'isis yik shtar in iloi loi, but b'negia shtar chayiv, although I may agree with you that if you actually do mesira you'd be koina the actual paper. However, unless Reuven also delivers a bill of sale to Shimon, then Shimon will only be koina the paper and will not be koina the actual chayiv. And if Reuven wants to be chayzer, he could still be chayzer. The Gemara now continues with a plukta d'hani tanoi, that this machlekes that we just had between the Tanakama Rav Nosson ben Gei Mesira is the same machlekes that the following brisa speaks about. The Tanya is willing to the brisa oisis nixus b'mesira div Rebbe. The Rebbe holds that a shtar chayiv could be nixus even with mesira miyad liyad, which is exactly the same shita of the Tanakama that we previously had. The Chama Imim and the Chama state bein kosev le'masav bein masav le'kosev, and it doesn't make a difference if Reuven writes a bill of sale to Shimon, he doesn't actually hand over the shtar chayiv to Shimon, or in a case where he gave over the shtar chayiv to Shimon but he didn't write a bill of sale like konat shiuchtav yimsar, and the only way that Shimon will actually be koina is only once Reuven not only writes a bill of sale for him but Reuven also hands over the shtar chayiv to Shimon. And I intended to do a maschol bein shekosev le'masar. Taisi is bothered that why are the chachamim marich so much if previously when Rav Nosson said the same shita and he was chayiv on the Tanakama, so the Tanakama said va'isis b'mesira and Rav Nosson just added in va'isis b'mesira uvishtar, and why did the Chama have to say bein kosev le'masar bein masar le'kosev le'konat shichta v'yimsa? And Taisi explains istrich laharach kol zeh di loy havitoni ala at shichta v'yimsa hava mina vade b'mesira l'chuda loy mahanya, that we would have thought that even though with mesira alone you would not be koina el m'kein yesh k'siva ima al b'k'siva l'chuda sagi, but we would think that k'siva alone would be enough. And mashmalan that the Chama require both k'siva as well as mesira, and Rashbam states three lines from the bottom of the Amid uvishtar mechira l'chud loy koni that in nikkun b'shtar el kakavad vodim. And Rashbam is also bothered by the question of Taisis, and he explains that the reason why a shtar mechira alone doesn't work, even though we find a shtar generally can work, but that is because the only time that we find a shtar works is only b'negeya kaka and avodim. We don't find that a shtar alone works b'negeya a shtar chayiv, and therefore it must be the Rav Nosson holds that there's a requirement not only for ksivas hashtar and that Reuven delivers a bill of sale to Shimon, but there's also a requirement that Reuven hands over the actual shtar chayiv that he's selling, and he gives that to Shimon as well. And keep in mind, at this point, we know that it's actually only a machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Nosson. In the first brisa, the Tanakama stated, "Svina nixus b'mashicha v'isus b'mashicha." Mesira, and that is the Shita of Rebbe, and the first Brisa we bring the Shita of Rebbe as the Tana Kama, and the second Brisa when we mention the Shita of Chachamim, that is actually the Shita of Rabbi Nosson that holds that Oisis are Nixus b'Mesira uvishtar. Rashbam points out that Rabbi Nosson Seif Mishnah v'Chaverim Hayu, that Rebbe and Rabbi Nosson were friends, and they lived at the end of the period of the Mishnayis, and therefore it makes sense that B'Hach Brisa Sosim Karebi uvi'idach Rabbi Nosson. And the Gemara continues, B'maya Kimta Karebi, the Lamaisa we just stated that the Tana Kama of the first Brisa is the Shita of Rebbe, and therefore it would seem that Rebbe holds that Svina Nixus b'Meshicha va'Oisis b'Mesira, and the only way to acquire Svina is through a Meshicha, and the Gemara is Svina Nami Tikta b'Mesira. As we will see in a Brisa, the Rebbe holds that a Svina could be acquired through Mesira. Therefore, how can we say that Tana Kama of the previous Brisa is going according to the Shita of Rebbe, and he holds Svina Nixus b'Meshicha? If L'chira according to Rebbe, then Shimon should be able to be Koina Svina either through Mesira and certainly through Meshicha, and as Rashbam on the bottom of it states, Svina Nami Tikta b'Mesira v'Amai Boyi Meshicha, and the Gemara proves that Rebbe holds that Svina could be Nikna through Mesira. The Tanya is willing to the Brisa, Svina Nikta b'Mesira divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that Shimon could acquire a Svina through a Kinyan Mesira, and as long as Reuven gives over the Svina to Shimon, then Shimon could be Koinet. And the Chacham Imim and the Chacham argue on Rav Nosson, and they hold Loikona Achim Shechena Achiyischem Zmekayma. We continue at Daf Ayin Vav and Beis, and the Chacham argue on Rav Nosson, and they hold that Shimon cannot be koina a svina through Mesira alone, and the only way to be koina a svina is either by being meishes a svina, and as Rashbam states at the top of Ayin Vav and Beis, l'rishus hamiyuchloi, meaning a place where the buyer has a right to leave the svina, and for example a simta or a chatzah shel shneim, or in the alternative, Shimon could be koina if he would rent an area that belongs to Reuven, and then Shimon could be koina a svina through a kinyan of chatzah. In a moment, the Gemara will go back and explain the shita of Chachamim, but right now the Gemara is asking that how can you say the Tana Kama of the previous Brisa that states Svina Nixus b'Meshicha va'Oisis b'Mesira is the Shita of Rebbe, if clearly from this Brisa we see that Rebbe holds that Svina could be Nixus b'Mesira, and why would the previous Brisa require Meshicha? The Gemara responds, Loi Kasha, Kam b'Shus Rabin, Kam b'Simta, that this question is not Shver, as this Brisa that stated Svina Nixus b'Mesira divrei Rebbe, that is talking about a case where the Svina is in Rishus Rabim, and as Rashbam states, could go in Rakak Maim, Shir Rishus Rabim, the Efshib Meshicha, and in that area it's impossible to be coined through a Kinyan Meshicha, the E Meshicha El Kishimeshich Lushusai, could go in Bechotze Shel Shneim, Oy Besimta, the Kimidi Efshib Meshicha, Kanle Bemesira, and since it's impossible to do a Kinyan Meshicha, therefore you could be coined a Svina that's in a Rishus Rabim through a Kinyan Mesira, and the previous Brisa that stated that according to the Tanakhama, who we said is the Shita of Rebbe, Svina is Nikhtas Bemeshicha, that is talking about a scenario where the Svina is actually in a Simta, could go in Mavoyis Kitana, Mapsuch Lushus Rabim, Vyesh Bamayim Musfino in Medisham, the Kivin the Edom Rishus Rabim Mamish, El the Zimna Dokbri Rishus Rabim Vailu Hassam, but sometimes there are many people in Rishus Rabim that go into that area, Vyesh Rishus Ladim Lushavisham, and every person has a right to stay there and to idle there, Varehu Bishus Kal Misha Imitsham, Liktus Bimashicha, Kiilu Rishusai, the Kivin the Efshab Mashicha, Lab Ocha the Simta Bimashira, Vole Mekanim Bimashira, and since the normal way to be koine something and to show bailus in a simta is by doing meshicha, therefore the only way you could be koine in a simta is only through meshicha, and the kinyan of mesira would not work in a simta for a svina. Rashbam continues, "Mishumhachi ka'ama svina b'meshicha va'isis b'mesira," and that is why the Tanakam Rab Nosson, who we explained is the Shita Rebbe, stated that a svina is nikta through meshicha and a isis is dafka b'mesira. The mashma of a svina loy mekani b'mesira, and it's mashma of b'negei a svina. You're not koine with mesira at all. The haiku ochei b'haiku ochei, which is rabim b'mesira, v'simta b'meshicha, kein nira be'inai. And the Gemara now continues that now we explain that the second brisa is talking about a scenario where the svina is in rishus rabim. So the Gemara asks, "V'maya kimta l'habas brisa b'rishus rabim?" That since you just explained that the second brisa is dealing with a scenario where the ship is in rishus rabim, so ema seifa. Let us see the seifa with the chacham argue on Rebbe and the chacham ma'im lekona adshim shechena oyachiyischas mekayma. And the Gemara asks, "V'ibu rishus rabim m'man oiger?" And if we're talking about rishus rabim, then who is Shimon actually renting this area from? If this area belongs to Rabim, the Su and the Gemara asks the second question: Meshicha b'shus Rabim mikanya. That how could the Rabbanan state Achim Shechena and you'll be koine svina in rishus Rabim with Meshicha? But certainly all agree that Meshicha doesn't work in rishus Rabim. And as the Gemara explains, v'abayev Rava the Amri Tavayu, but Abayev and Rava both agree that Mesira koine rishus Rabim v'chotze she'en shel shneim, that the kinyan Mesira is koine in rishus Rabim, and you could also be koine with Mesira in a chotze that doesn't belong to either party, as l'maisa since you can't can't do Meshicha, therefore you could do Mesira. Meshicha kind of besimta with Chatzashi Shir Shneim, and the kingdom of Meshicha works in a Simta or in a Chatzah that belongs to both parties. As Rashbam states, Meshicha, Bein Besfina, Bein Behemagasa, Vakoshka, and Bein Medaka, kind of besimta, Shumakim Yuchel, Laimdim Sham, Ba'isisha, Ukachatzah Shir Shneim, Dami, the king of the Efshim Meshicha, Loi Mahani, Bein Besira Klum. Rashbam continues to explain that the way that a kinyan works is based on a derech to show bailus. He states the ikum mesira orcha b'shus rabim u'meshicha orcha b'shus sheyesh lechelik bai. The bayer and rabbi continue v'agba koina b'chol makayim, and agba is koina even in an area that belongs exclusively to the seller. And the gemara therefore has two questions: that if you're telling me that the previous price is talking about a case with a sfinah b'shus rabim, then how could you do meshicha and how could you be seicha that area? And the gemara responds: my achim shechena nami dekamar u'my achis chas mekayim dekamar. That what did the price mean when it states that Shimon will do Meshicha or Shimon will lease out the area that the Sfina is? Hachikama, this is what the Chacham meant to say, Achim Shechanim Rishisul Abim L'Simta, that the only way that Shimon will be able to acquire the Sfina is by pulling the Sfina from the Rishisul Abim into a Simta and into the area that he is Rishis to be. And in addition, when the Chacham continued and stated, Oyachi Yisrus B'Kaima, they're actually going in a scenario where the Sfina is not in the Rishisul Abim. And as the Gemara continues, Im Rishis Bailami, that the Chacham mean to say that if you're in the Rishis of the actual Meicha, then Shimon would not be able to be kind of the Sfina either through Meshicha or through Mesira, and the only way that he can be kind of the Sfina is only by leasing the area that the Sfina is sitting in from the actual seller, and this way the buyer could be kind of the Sfina through a Kinyan Chatzah. And the Gemara continues that we just saw Machlekes between Rebbe and the Chachamim where Sfina is in Rishis Rabim, and Rebbe holds that you could be kind of the Sfina through a Kinyan Mesira, while the Chachamim hold a Kinyan Mesira does not work in the Rishis Rabim, and the only way to be kind of is by being Meshich the Sfina from the Rishis Rabim to a Simta. And Lemaisa, we just saw that the Gemara brought Abayi v'Rava Damit Abayi Mesira Koina Rishis Rabim, and we see that Abayi and Rava hold that Mesira could be Koina in Rishis Rabim, and that seems to be like the Shita of Rabbi. And therefore, the Gemara is Leimor Abayi v'Rava Damit Rabbi. Would you say that Abayi and Rava are exclusively going like Rabbi? And Lecher, we'd rather that Abayi and Rava would be going like the Chama as well, because we generally pass like the Chachamim. And as Rashbam states, Vehichis Shapke Rabbanon V'Ami Kurebi. The Gemara continues that we will be goyos like the Bach. Amr Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi explains, Eid Amalei Lechazek V'Knei Kuli Amalei Pligi, that certainly in a case where Reuven says to Shimon, go and be koina, then even Rabbanon agree that Mesir works in Rishis Rabim, and therefore Abai and Rava are actually going like the Chama as well, and they say Mesir is koina Rishis Rabim in a case where the Meicha says to Lekech Lechazek V'Knei. And the Gemara continues, Ki Pligi, and where is the Machlekes between Rebbe and the Chachamim, the Amalei Lech Meshech V'Knei, where Reuven says to Shimon, go and be Meshich and be koina, so Mas Sova Kepeda. But the Chacham hold that since Reuven did not say Lechazek V'Knei, and instead he specified, I want you to go and make a Meshicha and be koina, so therefore it was a Kepeda, Shimon would not be able to be koina but Mesira Ba'alma, and the only way he'll be koina is if he performs Meshicha, and prior to doing Meshicha, if Reuven wants to be Chayza, he'll be able to be Chayza. Mas Sova Ma'ar Makum Loi, however, Rebbe holds that in Chinami Reuven said Lech Meshech V'Knei, but he just meant, I want you to be koina, and as long as Reuven gives over the Sfina to Shimon, then even though Shimon did not pull the Sfina from the Rishis Rabim into a Simta or a Chatzah Shel Shneim, he would be koina with Mesira alone. And as Rashbam states, Rabbanan Savri Kepeda Loi Gomelak Noisei Ela B'Meshicha V'Loi B'Mesira Shem Yitzel Meichel Yuchel Lachzer By Kolz Man Shlei Moshcha Zel Rishusai. However, Rabbi holds Mar Mokoyim Iboyis Afilu Moshcha Miad Rishuscha Leich Meshoich Dab Mesira Knisei Lach, that Reuven was really telling Shimon that since I'm giving over the Sfina to you and you're going to be koina the Sfina through Mesira, therefore if you want to go and pull the Sfina from the Rishus Rabim into your Rishus, you could do so immediately as you're already koina and I can no longer be chayzer. Before we continue, let us just review that we saw the Shita of Rebbe, which was the same Shita as the Tanakam in the first Brisa, that hold that Oisius is nicknessed by Mesira alone, and we saw the Shita of Rab Nosson in the first Brisa, who's the same Shita as the Rabbon in the second Brisa, that hold that Oisius and Nicholas but Mesira uvishtar. The Gemara states, Amr Papa, the Papa now comes to explain that he passed like Rab Nosson and the Sheet of the Chacham in the second Brisa, that high man demands b'lei shtar l'chavre, that if Reuven's selling a shtar choyv to Shimon, then not only does Reuven have to give over the shtar choyv to Shimon, but tzarech l'michtav lei k'ni l'chu v'chol shibuta debay, but Reuven also has to write a bill of sale to Shimon that you're going to be coining the shtar as well as all the schaibis of the shtar. Clearly Rab Papa is going like the Sheet of the Chachamim, and as Rashbam points out, that in a chenami, this gufo the chiddush Rav Papa, the fushi also the hilchos karbon the pligalad Rabbi va'amri at shichtav yimsa the gam balafarish hech yichtav lehu shtara, and he's also coming to tell us exactly what has to be written in the Shtar. However, as Rashbam points out, that Rav Ashi held like Rebbe and held like the Tanakhama of the first Braisa that held that Oisis on Nitlis b'Mesira alone, and therefore Rav Ashi stated, Amrisl Shmaitza Kamid Rav Kana, I said this memory of Papa in Verna Rav Kana, but Amrisle, and I said to him, Time of the Kosovle Hachi, that it seems according to Rav Papa, the only way that Shimon would be Kaina is only if Reuven wrote a bill of sale to Shimon, Holocaustle Hachi like honey, but if he didn't write this, then he would not be Kaina the Shtachayv, Vichilotzal Pitsuchosu Tzarech. You think that Shimon made up to buy the Shtachayv from Reuven, and he paid a lot of money for the Shtachayv in order to buy a bottle stopper for the top of his bottle? Certainly he meant to be Kaina the Chayv, and therefore, even if Reuven only gives over the Shtachayv to Shimon, then Shimon should be Kaina. Certainly there should be no need to write a bill of sale as well. As Rashbam states, Hasvarhu, the Mashum Gvias Chayv, the Gemara tells us, and Rav Kahana responded to Rav Ashi in lots of lotzer that in a chenami, that if Shimon only performs a kinyan mesira and doesn't receive a shtar from Reuven, then lemaisa Shimon could not be koiner the actual debt, and he'd only be koiner the piece of paper, and he'd only be koiner in order to place it on top of a bottle in order to use as a cork or a bottle stopper. And even though we see that Shimon paid a lot of money for this piece of paper, and lechur it is a problem of oina, zok to Rashbam. This transaction would be null and void and would be considered a mekach tois. Reuven would give Shimon's money back, and Shimon would return the shtachoyv back to Reuven, and we will stop over here.